hooking you up with Lainey Wilson Whirlwind Listening Party Passes. This is going to be an experience you'll never forget. Tomorrow at Beach House, Belmont Park. Gates open at 10. Tam and I will be hosting the listening party, giving away prizes throughout. And Lainey is going to make a grand entrance and perform for us as well. It's going to be a huge experience that you can be a part of. All you have to do is jump up here to Fraser Farms in La Mesa before 9 o'clock, and we'll hook you up. It's not a chance to win. You will win tickets to our Lainey Wilson listening party tomorrow.
So I've been wanting to share this story because it's just kind of a reminder of when things are just like really annoying and you're about ready to lose your cool. You just never know what's going to happen. I was at the grocery store and I got in line. There's one register open. The woman in front of me, all her groceries are bagged and packed in the cart. Something happened. Something went wrong. They had to figure things out. And all I have is one thing, right? And it's a bottle of wine. Well, so I can't go use self-checkout because no, don't look at me like that. It's a bottle of wine because I was making a sauce.
Okay.
I was making
sure,
a sauce.
You're getting sauced.
I was.
Sure.
No, it's what I made my lasagna, and I need the wine for my lasagna sauce. The cashier said to the woman, we're going to have to take the groceries out and re-ring them all up. And I was thinking, oh my God, I have to sit and wait for all of this to go through. Well, that's when, and I was annoyed, right? And you would be, because you're stuck now waiting.
Well, you have to get your wine on, too.
Right. Went, no, stop it. It was for a sauce. Would you cut it out? Anyway, so then the woman turned around to me and she said, you know what? Why don't you go ahead? Because they got to ring all this up. I'm not going to make you wait with one thing for that. And it was very sweet of her. So I'm being rung up and I heard her say, oh, I just want to live with my mom and dad again. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I'm married. My husband's in the Navy. He's stationed overseas. We just found out he's going to stay there until the end of October. I got three little kids. At first, I thought she was just complaining, but she was just like, some days being an adult is just hard.
Right.
And it was very sweet. And I ended up having this conversation where she was the nicest person. And the cashier was like, oh, and your parents. She's like, I have the best parents in the world. This whole thing, which started out as a very frustrating moment that happens to us all the time when you're delayed with things, ended up being, I just wanted to go hug her.
And you probably did.
And I did.
Of course.
Anyway,
you did.
Well, of course I did. And just finding out, I told her to. From you and I, John, because I had a station shirt on, she asked me about it. I said, would you please thank him for his service, you know, from John and I? And she's like, oh, that's so nice. And I said, and you too, because you have a tough job. Three little kids, a husband who's now not coming back till Thanksgiving or so. And it just ended up being a very sweet thing when it started out so frustrating and so annoying. And I just want to remind you of that. You know, when you're in a situation where you just want to lose your cool because you're like, everything is just falling apart and you're just like,
I gotta get my wine on.
Oh my! Would you stop with that? That's not what it was.
What was in your hand?
Oh my God!
What was in your hand?
A bottle of wine.
Thank you. Go on with your story.
Oh,
go on with your
gosh.
Story.
Okay. Well, just remember that you don't know what's going on with somebody else
right.
in their life, and you know you could have been frustrated. Like, what did she do that it all has to be rung up, or what did the cashier do?
I still kind of wonder what I've never seen anything like
happened.
That before.
They
take everything out and redo it.
Yeah, redo it.
That sounds like a cashier issue, not a person.
Well, I heard her say something like, I don't know why everything when we did that last time, it was fine. So I don't know what that means.
Well,
I don't know.
Either
but
way.
I just it was very sweet. And there were all these moments I could have been like,
right.
And I just
made that exasperated kind of
right.
nonverbal, but verbal.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And it just turned out to be such a sweet thing. And she was so absolutely lovely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I think we've all learned something from
this.
Yeah,
it was great. That don't you dare say
what?
It. You Tammy needs to get her wine.
Oh, I was going to say you have a big heart and are very understanding, but whatever. Go with the wine again. We're Fraser Farms. We're at Fraser Farms in La Mesa hooking you up with your Lainey Wilson listening party tickets tomorrow. No chance to win here. You're going to win. Just
yes.
show up here and you get your tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow as we all hang out at the beach before Lainey's big show at the amphitheater tomorrow evening. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.